We're doing the Navi Yeshayahu. We're up to what's called the 30th chapter, the 26th Pasuk. And the Navi had been describing that there would be a tremendous war. We saw in the previous Pasuk, there would be Yom Hereg Rav, a day when many people will be killed. Minfol Migdalim, towers will come tumbling down, which is a metaphor for great people. And we had gone with the understanding that this is talking about the period in the first temple where the Assyrian Empire lay siege on Jerusalem and a plague hit the Assyrian army. Our tradition is that the Nebuchadnezzar was part of that army and he personally saw the angel walking through the camp and killing people falling like flies. And in one night, the whole Assyrian army was decimated. The next morning, no one could get up. So that great miracle happened after the Assyrian army had exiled the northern 10 tribes. After the Assyrian empire had conquered Egypt, Ammon, Moab, Cush. Now this awesome army with its captives comes to the gates of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem seems like an easy finish. And a miracle happens. And suddenly Jerusalem remains standing and the Assyrian empire falls. So that's a tremendous miracle the Navi is foretelling. The moon will give off as much light as the sun. And the sun will give sevenfold light. Like the light that's given in 7 days, you'll have in one day. On the day that Hashem bandages the breaks, the wounds of his nation, and the wounds of their afflictions, Hashem will heal. So, again, we're going with the understanding that this is all a metaphor. It's describing how hitherto, under the threat of the Assyrian Empire, it seemed like even the sun couldn't give light. Everything seemed dark. And now that the Assyrian Empire will miraculously be destroyed, it'll seem like even the moon gives as much light as the sun. It'll seem like there's great salvation. So that's one understanding. Obviously, there's another understanding. Obviously, there's an understanding that this is talking about what's yet to come, etc. But we're going with the first understanding. Hinei Shem Adonai ba mimerchak. Hashem's reputation, Hashem's name, will come from a distance. All over people will hear, look at that great miracle. Bo'er apo, his anger is raging. V'choved ma'asa. The hey over here is extra. V'choved ma'asa, and his anger is beyond what a human can carry. Sifatav ma'le'uzam. Hashem's lips are filled with anger. Ulshono ke'eishochalet. And Hashem's tongue is like a fire that consumes. Ve'rucho kinachal shotef. And Hashem's wind, Hashem's spirit, Hashem's command is like a river that's flowing with great force. Ad savar yechzeh la'anafa goyim b'nafachav. Hashem says it's like a river that a person can't cross beyond his neck because it's too strong. The current is too strong. You wouldn't be able to stand there. Lehanafa goyim, Hashem is coming with this great torrent to blow away the nations. Binafat shav, and you think it's all to help you, but I want you to know it's a false hope you have. The Navi is foretelling that the salvation is going to be short-lived. There'll be this awesome miracle, and you'll think, wow, Hashem is obviously on our side and things are going to be great. And the Navi says, no, it's a lie. You're going to have a great salvation, but things are not finished. You think it's over. It's not over, and he's foretelling us that really Judea will ultimately be exiled as well. V're'es in mat'eh, Hashem will put on a muzzle, which again will be misleading, al l'chayei amim, over the cheeks of the nations. So Hashem will rein them in, and that will mislead us. People will think, if we had this great salvation, obviously we have a great future. It's like the Six-Day War. People believed Hashem gave us this great miracle, nothing bad can happen. Look at that. We had the War of Independence, we had the Six-Day War. God wants us here. Things are going to work out right. And so people started becoming very, very arrogant in Israel and around the world. Jews became arrogant. And then the Yom Kippur War hit. And suddenly we had casualties, and suddenly they were advancing in the north, and we had no army to stop them between Golan and Tel Aviv. And it was pretty obvious we were finished. And we were completely unprepared. So no one knows why the army stopped in the north. There are stories. One story says that Reb Mordechai Eliyahu got called, I don't remember who, and he told him, go quickly to the Cave of the Patriarchs and take a lulav and esrog and start shaking them. And it says that when you shake lulav and esrog, so in some way that sort of fends off the nations. And when he did that, the taxi driver who took him there said, you're crazy, it's not Sukkos, what are you shaking lulav and esrog for? And he said, the rabbi told me that's what I do. And the taxi driver's waiting for him by the car, and he's shaking his lulav and esrog and saying the prayers the rabbi told him to say. And when he gets back to the car, the driver says, what'd you do? He says, I did what the rabbi told me. And he says, on the radio, they're saying that the forces suddenly stopped, and no one understands why, that they stopped advancing. I don't know if the story's real. I don't believe these stories, but that's what they say. I don't know. The second story there's a whole book written about is that Israel then pointed its nuclear warheads on Russia and said, look here, we're at a point where we're about to be demolished and we're not going without you. So you decide if you want to tell the forces from the north to stop. We know you're pulling the strings, but we're going to hit the button. And you want to see if we're bluffing, you'll find out. Because we're not bluffing because you know that we're about to go. Meaning that and no one has an explanation. So you could say it's a miracle. You could say a lot of things. There are a lot of explanations given. I don't know. But one thing I do know is that we suffered huge casualties and we were caught unprepared. And we were at a point where it was very clear that they could have really come all the way down and all the way across. So the Navi's describing there'll be a great salvation. And then you'll assume, that's it. If I had such a great miracle, obviously everything's going to go right for me. And Hashem says, no, that's not the case. It'll be misleading for you. There'll be a great salvation, and that's important. Don't assume because you had a great salvation that you'll never fall again. You still have to do your end of it. So I'm just showing a comparison that in our generation we had something like that, where we had a tremendous salvation and people automatically assumed that must mean everything's going to be right, and that they let their guard down on a spiritual and on a physical level, and then we paid the price for it. So the Navi is describing what happened with the south, with the kingdom of Yehuda and Benjamin. Hashir yiyeh lachem kileil hitkadesh chag. The song you'll sing, that Passover, will be such a song, it'll be a rejoicing like when Pesach actually got its holiness, the first Passover, where you had a tremendous redemption. So too on that Passover, when the Assyrian Empire will be taken down, you'll have a salvation, it'll feel like the salvation from Egypt. V'simchat levav, kaholech bechalil. You will be so happy when your enemies will fall. It'll be as though you were coming with the instruments playing music. Lavo vehar Adonai yeltzu Yisrael. Where you would ascend on Shavuos to bring bikurim. You're bringing your first fruits. So it was a procession of rejoicing. People would bring their first fruits to the temple. They'd be playing music. They'd have good food. And they'd bring their first fruits up to the temple. Hashem says, you'll have such rejoicing. It'll be like the first Pesach. It'll be as though you had all these luscious crops to bring up and celebrate going up to the temple. That's the great happiness you'll have when you'll see the miracle that Sancheriv has suddenly been taken down in one night. And we'll pick up here.